The top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show, sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right, here we go. Checking in at
number five.
Oprah got all misty in an interview today. She was on the Today Show, the extra hour, or whatever they call that, with Hoda Kotb and Jenna Bush Hager, who's become a real TV star.
Yes.
Now, she really is, Richard Roper. She's
terrific.
Yeah. And Hoda Kotb is good. Hoda Kotb is like a, she's like jeans just out of the dryer. She's okay. So comfortable, right? You're just like, you just watch her and go, oh, that's, I get it. I like it. Anyway, Oprah's all emotional because Gayle King is now getting death threats because she asked Lisa Leslie about in the aftermath of the death of Kobe Bryant. She asked Lisa Leslie if it was appropriate to, you know, is his memory tarnished because of the sexual assault allegations and all that sort of stuff. Right. And that did not go well, as it turns out, with people who are like, it's, you know, too soon, damn it, or whatever it happens to be.
Well, there's no better way to show your compassion and concern over Kobe's legacy than by issuing death threats to someone who asked a question. In an interview.
Well, that's very true. But here's Oprah getting all misty.
May I say she is not doing well because she has now death threats and has to now travel with security. And she's feeling very much attacked. You know, Bill Cosby is tweeting from jail. This is very hard because when you have social media and the force of social media, and particularly people who didn't see either interview making attacks, and I think everybody has the right to have their opinion, but to do it with such vitriol is hate.
Yeah. Okay. The big question I have out of all of this is how the hell does Bill Cosby get to tweet? How does that happen?
Strange.
He doesn't get to tweet. He has a cell phone in jail.
It was,
that's
it
not jail.
Nowhere. Yeah,
I gotta follow him. What's his?
don't do it.
What?
Putting pop in a tweet.
I want a full investigation into this. He's in federal prison, isn't
odd.
He?
Probably had Camille, his wife, or someone do it for him. I would assume. I don't know. Someone under his name did tweet about this.
Of all things.
Well, and then OJ's picking his fantasy football, you know, selections on Twitter, too. You know, what is happening?
I know, that's weird. Well, he's out now, though. I mean, you know, he didn't really do his time. But you know what I mean. All right.
Oh, it's just at Bill Cosby. 3.4 million followers.
Wow.
3.4 million morons are following that guy. Think about that.
So should I unfollow him?
Yeah, you should unfollow him now. Or use your fake Twitter account to follow him. All right, checking in.
Pevin Cowell, I believe he uses.
Checking in at
number four.
Okay, hope you're ready for this.
Oh, no.
Last year, Taylor Swift promised to release political music that reflects her views. Now, she has followed through. Unfortunately. She's released a new song that is inspired by, wait for it, Beto O'Rourke's unsuccessful Texas Senate run in 2018.
We all remember where we were.
Yes. Who can forget when the election results came
when
in?
Beto put down the air guitar and walked away.
In his skinny jeans. His big belt buckle, though. You know, so that was good. I was like that about him. It premiered on Netflix. Swift's new documentary, Miss Americana, premiered on Netflix on Friday, last Friday, and it showed her writing process for this song called Only the Young, and she explains that she is totally frustrated with the political situation in the country, and the song, which was released alongside the film, that does not mention Beto by name, but it talks about lost elections and violence in the schools.
It keeps me awake, the look on your face, the moment you heard the news. You're screaming inside, you're frozen inside, you did all that you could do. The game was rigged, the ref got tricked, the wrong ones think they're right. You were outnumbered.
right. Can
run. I like that Taylor Swift. You know, that's another example of this whole Twitter hypocrisy, because for 10 years, everyone was criticizing. A lot of people were criticizing Taylor Swift, saying, you know, she should use her influence. She doesn't speak out on the issues. She's all just about the pop and shallow stuff. And then she starts talking about the issues. Why doesn't she just do Shake It Off? We don't want to hear her views. You can't win.
Listen, if she wants to be political, that's fine with me. I just think choosing to focus on Beto O'Rourke's loss in the Senate in 2018, that's really an asterisk in history. If she wants, see, it does seem like there's a grander theme to what she's singing about here.
She cares.
There is a sense of bewilderment in America because we are now so divided between the two sides on the American political scene, that, you know, there's no more, it's not Republicans and Democrats anymore. It's Trump versus the people who don't like him, right? The people who love Trump versus the people who hate Trump. And that's it's turned into. And so if she just had said that, the song would be flying off the shelf. But getting caught in the Beto O'Rourke moment, I don't know.
The follow-up is actually, she's written a song about Gayle King and Oprah. Very, it's ripped from today's headlines.
Checking in at
number 3.
Billy Crystal is not a fan of the Academy Awards hostless. Crystal, who did it 9 times, is a host of the Oscars 9 times. And arguably, he's one of the best. Johnny Carson did it.
Carson did a long
in
time.
The 70s.
Bob Hope way back in the day.
Yeah. Bob Hope did the first one, and I think all the way through the 1960s. But Carson was great at it. Carson had that ability to do that moment where, because Carson was the first guy to stop and joke about stuff that was happening.
Yeah, and he looked like he got out of bed in a tuxedo. He had that urbane, cool look.
Yes.
And Billy Crystal always did. Remember, he did those medleys at the beginning.
Like, yes.
We're Saving Private Ryan. Shakespeare's in love. You know. Remember all those?
So he's weighing in on this whole thing where they can't find a host because nobody wants to host the Oscars.
This year is another no host show.
No host, yeah.
Which is like having a trial without witnesses. It moves faster, but it's not quite the result that you want. You know? To me, it's the tradition of it. When we did it, I always felt I was in the line of Johnny and Bob Hope and the people I grew up with. When you have a show that's as long as it is, mm-hmm. things are going to happen. And mm-hmm. I think the problem with the no host thing, perhaps, is that there's not somebody out there to capitalize on that moment like you had. For me, I had some of my best moments were when something went wrong.
There you go.
True.
That's true. And Jimmy Kimmel, he's talking to Jimmy Kimmel there, and who also had hosted it. And I thought Jimmy Kimmel did he did a good job. You know who I thought did a great job and everybody hated? Was Letterman.
Yeah, everyone gets caught up in the one Oprah Uma thing, and he actually did a nice job.
Yeah.
And Alec Baldwin, Steve Martin, there have been some terrific hosts.
The war on award hosts continues.
Taylor Swift has got a song coming out about that. No hosts, no laughs, one tear.
Here we go. And checking in at
number 2.
All right. Vince Neil, Motley Crue,
mm-hmm.
he's on the Cameo. Now, that's that service. It's an app where you go on and you can ask celebrities to leave messages for grandma on her birthday or whatever happens.
Greetings.
Personalized greetings, and then the celebrity does it, right, for whatever the amount of money is. And so Vince Neil was asked to leave a 25-second video. And these are, now, they give you whoever's paying for this gives you the script they want you to read.
Yep, right? Right into your phone.
Yes.
They're like a little teleprompter.
So it's, this is what they asked him to say. We hired Vince Neil to do a simple thing. This is what we intended Vince Neil to say. Happy birthday to Derek from Christian, Mom, Tanya, Ethan, and Blake. Shout at the devil to start off this new decade and take the opportunity to kickstart your auto search and sales. Now, Vince might have had a few cocktails and decided, instead of that, he read this.
Hey, Decker, this is Vince Neil. Hey, I want to say happy birthday, brother. This is actually from Christian, Mom, Ethan, and Blake. So keep on rocking, shout the devil, and Yeah, do some feel-good stuff at four, in big old 4-0, you man. All right, see you later.
That's way better. That's way better.
Wait, did he get the name right?
He forgot Ethan in there.
I thought he called him Tucker.
Blake. You forgot about poor Blake.
But that's way better than just him. If you know, hi there, Christian. It's Vince Neil. Have a happy 40th.
Well, they're mad about it.
Oh,
I want him to write a song about Beto O'Rourke.
Now, it's funny because Vince Neil was in the studio with us a number of years ago and for the Knarble Wagon because he had a tequila that he was putting out. Yeah. And I said, well, let's try the tequila. He goes, no, I can't. I don't drink anymore. I'm an alcoholic. Mm. And I'm like, oh, all right, okay. Interesting choice to get into the tequila business, but okay, fine. And it was, you know, I respected all of that, blah, 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 blah. And now, here we are years later. I think we now know that maybe that wagon has been falling off of. That's all I can say there. All right, we'll get to the number one, which is the top 5-5 cut of the week coming your way after the news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Yeah. It's the Rokan Show right here on 720 WGN. All right. The Knarble Wagon is rolling. Bruno Abate, the great Bruno Abate, has stepped into the studio with us. And Bruno, of course, for many years did radio in his native country of Italy. That's where you're from, right? Italy? Do I have that right?
No, Italy, no.
No, he's actually from Palatine,
yeah,
which I think is so weird.
Strange.
I don't know why
that, one little block there. You know.
From Alabama.
Yes, exactly. All right, now hold on. We're going to get to you in a second. Will you just sit there for just 1 second and behave yourself, which has never happened in his life. But let us now, this is the top 5-5 cut of the week. Okay. And this is James Potok, the idiot who got up on a flight, a crowded plane, going from Toronto to Jamaica, halfway down through the United States of America, on its way to paradise, and screamed that I have the coronavirus.
Jeez.
That resulted in the flight being diverted back to Toronto, taken off the plane, arrested, behind bars, and then somehow, some way, he was able to give an interview to a TV station while he was still in handcuffs. Now, listen to this moron trying to explain why he did what he did. But remember, while you're listening, he is Canadian.
Okay.
So it's very polite, but still moronic.
I fly to Jamaica 5 times a year. One time, a couple trips ago, I did a similar thing. I pulled my phone out. I made a viral video. I got up. I said, can I have your attention? Can I have your attention? Everyone stopped and looked. I said, Lil Wayne's new album just dropped. Everybody go get it. No problem with that. Sat back down, landed. Everybody got off. No issues. Seemed to me like this was in poor taste in retrospect.
In retrospect. Yes. And by the way, the first thing was not particularly funny.
Does he have the impression that swept the nation, that first one about Lil Wayne?
Maybe it did in Canada, because things can sweep Canada that you never think about.
Going to Jamaica 5 times a year.
He's famous now, guys. That's all that matters in the world of social media.
Okay.
What I did, I stood up. I said, can I have everybody's attention? I just came back from Hunan province. That was it.
Why would you say that?
Well, I had my camera with me. I was looking to get a viral video. I was looking to get it up on all the social media platforms. I figured it would invoke some type of reaction, not on the plane, more people seeing on social media going, wow, this kid's is crazy, whatever it is. I was looking to create a video, yes, that would go viral.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For what purpose, though, to go viral?
I'm an artist. Mm. Any publicity for myself is good publicity.
Why does every... Now, I just want to... This is a form and function.
Shame on.
Yes, he's what an idiot. Now, but wait a second. Why does every Canadian interview sound like a hockey locker room interview? Doesn't it sound like he's like in the post game, he's being interviewed next to his locker and the guy's moving the microphone back and forth? Why were you thinking that it was... That third goal, what were you thinking? What did you see? All right, hold on here. Wow. And one more from this moron. Mm.
What I did was wrong. I ruined the flights for 200 and some odd people. I ruined their flight. They've charged me criminally. And, I have court to go to. There's all types of positions, people that are happy, people that are upset. But in the end, I ruined the people on the plane's trip. Mm-hmm. So I'm extremely apologetic.
Yeah, see, Canadian, very apologetic. Yeah.
Oh, maybe he can stand up in court and do something funny with the judge. That always goes over big. He's an artist. You know, so.
Yes, he's a writer, performance artist, and he's an influencer. Because that's what you need to have are influencers. Oh, my God.
You should pay for all the costs.
Yes, he should. Yeah, he should have to pay for everybody's.
Absolutely.
He should also have to pay off the Jamaican national debt. Is what he should have to do.
They should also tell him he actually has the coronavirus, and then after a month say, you know, that was just a joke. We're artists, and we wanted to elicit a reaction, so you don't really have the
virus. Oh, God, what a moron. But that is the Top 5-5 cut of the week. All right, Bruno Abate is here. We're going to talk to him coming up in just a minute or so here. He has a restaurant called Toco North, which is in Winnetka, 507 Chestnut Street. He is one of the great restaurateurs in this town. Over the last, I don't know, 30 years almost, you've been...
No, 20. Well, okay. I'm not a hoop.
Okay, all right, it's okay. I think he is, but whatever. So over the past 20 years, I'm doing that in air quotes right now because I know it's longer, but that's a separate issue. He did Folia, which is ended up... it was one of the first in the West Loop. Right?
Yeah, it was the first.
The first restaurant.
You
were patient
Fulton
zero.
And Morgan, yes.
Right. At Fulton and right. Oh, Fulton wow. Market. Fulton and Morgan, and it's now that it's now Next. Right?
Yes.
That's yeah. Right. So you started that whole thing. And then you moved up to Division Street with Toco for many years. You were on
Milwaukee.
Milwaukee and Division, just north of Division. North of Division on Milwaukee, yes.
It's funny, I used to pay like $5 a foot, and now it's about $100 a foot in Fulton Market.
In Fulton Market,
yeah,
I know.
Crazy.
$5 a foot.
Five, yeah.
Yeah, that's that means.
My rent was like $1,400, $1,500 a month.
Oh my God! Now
you get a parking spot there now.
Not even.
If you're sharing it with someone else,
right?
Daytime only.
Yeah. All right, we'll come back. Although it was a different sort of a joint because there were still active like slaughterhouses on the street. That you know, like across the street. The summer was on a particularly warm summer night.
Oh gosh,
you had to be a little bit. You know, it was an acquired taste. Yeah. But God, was the food great. God, is the food still great at now Toco and Winnetka. We'll talk about all of that. But first, let's check in with Lauren Lapka. She's got the traffic and the weather.